Barber, Chapter 7, Test. A basic knowledge of anatomy and physiology assist barbers in analyzing and performing professional services. The study of an organism's shape and structure and the relationship of one body part to another is known as anatomy. The study of an organism's observable structures as seen with the naked eye is gross anatomy. Study of an organism's minute structures such as tissue and organs is called histology. The study of an organism's function and activities and the coordination of each body part is known as physiology. The basic units of the structure and function of all living things are cells. Cells contain the colorless, jelly-like substance called protoplasm. Food materials for cellular growth and service repair are found in the cytoplasm. The nucleus of the cell controls its activity and facilitates cell divisions. Cells of the human body reproduce through indirect division. Series of changes occur in the nucleus of a human cell before it divides into two cells. Metabolism contains of two phases, anabolism and catabolism. Body cells absorb water, food, and oxygen during anabolism. The energy needed for muscular effort is released during catabolism. Groups of cells that are similar in shape, size, structure, and function are tissues. Organs generally consist of two or more different tissues. Group of organs that act together to perform one of the functions are systems. The heart is an example of an organ. The human body consists of 11 systems. The skeletal system is important because it supplies blood to the body. The skull consists of 8 cranial bones and 12 facial bones. The skull is the bone of the neck. Occipital bone forms the back and base of the cranium. The parietal bones form the top and sides of the cranium. The frontal bone forms the forehead. The temporal bones form the sides of the head. The cervical vertebrae form the upper part of the spinal column at the back of the neck. The sphenoid bone joins together all the bones of the cranium. The nasal bones form the bridge of the nose. The zygomatic or malar bones form the cheeks. Maxillae are bones that form the upper jaw. The mandible bone forms the lower jaw. The muscular system covers, shapes, and supports the skeletal system. One of the functions of the muscular systems is to produce body movements. Activities of the muscular system are dependent on the skeletal system and the nervous system. The more fixed attachment of a muscular to the bone is called the origin. The more movable attachment of a muscle to the bone is called the insertion. Muscles controlled by the will are known as voluntary muscles. Muscles not controlled by the will are called involuntary muscles. Tissues may be stimulated by message, electric current, and heat and lights rays, nerve impulses and chemicals, and moist heat. Muscles of the scalp include the cranius, frontalis, occipital, and the perinosis. The muscle that produces vertical lines and causes frowning is the corrugator. The procerus is associated with the nose. The levator labii superior, lesser labii inferiors. Levator anguli oris and buccinator are associated with the mouth. The orbicularis oris mentalis and zygomaticus relate to the lips. The corners of the mouth are drawn down by the triangularis. 3 arcularis muscles are associated with the ears. The platysma, sternocleidomastoids, and trapezius are muscles related to the neck. The nervous system controls and coordinates all body functions. The nervous system is composed of the brain and spinal cord and their nerves. The main subdivisions of the nervous systems are the cerebrospinal, peripheral, and autonomic systems. These are long, white cords made up of fibers from nerve cells. The largest and most complex nerve tissue in the body are the brain. The sensory nerves carry messages from the sense organs to the brain. The motor nerves carry nerve impulses from the brain to the muscles. Nerve organi in the brain and the spinal cord. The cerebrospinal nervous system controls the voluntary functions and muscles. 12 pairs of cranial nerves branch out from the brain and reach parts of the head, face, and neck. Autonomic or sympathetic nervous system controls involuntary muscles and functions. The fifth cranial nerve, also known as the trifocal or temporomandibular nerve, is the chief sensory nerve of the face, the motor nerve, and controls chewing. The facial nerve that controls all the muscles used for facial expression is the seventh cranial nerve. The spinal nerve branch that affects the muscles of the neck and back is the 11th cranial nerve. Nerves may be stimulated by high-frequency current, moist heat, and chemicals, light and heart rays, and massage. The nerve that supplies muscles and scalp at the back of the head and neck is the cervical nerve. The cardiovascular or vascular system is also known as the circulatory system. The blood vascular system comprises the heart, arteries, veins, and capillaries. The backflow of blood in the veins is prevented by valves. The upper heart chamber are called atria. The lower heart chambers are called ventricles. Vessels that carry blood away from the heart are called arteries. Vessels that carry blood back to the heart are called veins. The term pulmonary refers to the heart. The two systems that control blood circulation and general circulation and arterial circulation. The fluid part of the blood is called plasma. Blood cells that carry oxygen to the body cells are the red blood cells. Blood cells that fight diseases, causes germs, are called white blood cells. A colorless, watery fluid derived from blood plasmas that assist the immune system is lymph. The main source of blood to the head, face, and neck are supplied by the common carotid arteries. Blood returns to the heart from the head, face, and neck via the jugular veins. The system that controls the functional activities of the glands is the endocrine system. Glands that lead from the gland to a particular part of the body are called duct glands. Duct glands are also known as exocrine glands. Glands that release hormones directly into the bloodstreams are called endocrine glands. The function of the excretory system is to eliminate waste matter and toxins. The gas that is expelled during exhalation from the lungs is carbon dioxide. The greatest exchange of gas is accomplished with abdominal breathing. The skin and its appendages make up the integumentary system.